All right, so what can you tell us about I Light Up My Life?
Well, you know, it is the world's first preemptive celebrity autobiography. you know, so that's... It's written before I'm actually, you know, technically famous. I mean, obviously, it's a big parody. I'm not gonna do this interview as the character, although I've done that in past interviews, and it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the character is a grandiose, deluded, you know, person who is giving a book reading of his celebrity autobiography that no one's published. So it's about 780 pages long, but it doesn't take that long to read. it's about fame and success and death and pornography.
So what was the inspiration for this? How did it all come about?
Well, inspired by the show Celebrity Autobiography that sort of this cast of characters does this every few months. I think they usually do it uptown at the Triad, but it's like big name people, but they read excerpts from actual celebrity autobiographies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you take these things out of context and you give them a dramatic reading, it's hilarious because, you know, these people are writing these insane memoirs, you know, as if people care about every aspect of their lives, down to like how they pick their clothes out in the morning. And I've gone a few times to that show, and it's just so funny. And I just thought, well, I want to write my own celebrity autobiography and do a show where, you know, it's a reading of that. And so I did.
So what do you want the audience to get out of this besides a few laughs?
Oh, I suppose I would like them to relate to the very human fear of insignificance and mediocrity that I think most of us share to a greater or lesser extent. And I would like us all to share that together.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone approaches you after the show's over and they say, like, the perfect answer to you, like, of what they thought of the show. What do you think they'd say?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure that's happened. what have they said is the question, and whether my memory can figure that out is the real question. let's see. The perfect response to the show. I guess we would say something like, wow, I laughed, I cried, I'm really glad neither of us has AIDS.
So,
and you'll have to come to the show to get what that's all about.
So how do you want this show to be remembered?
A, as a triumph, and B, as something very close to a triumph, and C, as a really honest story that is super funny because it's really honest.
I mean, was that kind of hard for you to, like, put this together and, like, kind of poke fun at yourself? I mean, what was that like? Did you kind of say to yourself, no, I'm not going to put that in, and then say, wait, I kind of have to put it in?
Yeah, there was a few parts like that, yeah, for sure. So we'll see if my mother shows up this time. That'll be an interesting dynamic. because some of these moments where I write some stories about her were some of the moments that I hesitated over including in the show. But you know, I mean, every star has a mother who loves him. So
it's true. Is there a story that didn't make the play that you say to yourself, oh, I should have put that in?
No, and I wouldn't say that anyway because it's always continually evolving. Like, I feel like I could change something, you know, tomorrow. I could put something in if I wanted to. But we've put stuff in. You know, I've workshopped this. I've done it. And I did it in the Fringe Festival last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's already been around in front of, you know, a lot of people. And in the earlier incarnations, we did try different things, different sections. And, you know, I feel like the way it is now with what I've taken out and what I've put in is kind of works for a really nice flow. So I feel like the things that I took out, I don't miss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's like one, I feel like there is one little part, but I'm trying to remember what it is. So obviously I've made my peace with it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want to tell people about the performance to kind of entice them to the theater?
Yes. I would say I do not take my clothes off, but there is nudity. And it's a one-man show, so that's interesting. And I would also say, like, you know, come, let's remember September 11th together.